Vending machines have been around for decades, so doing a show about such a machine seems to be nothing extraordinary. But a trip to this town will find people constantly snapping pictures of Mike's vending machine. It's quite a story, and it's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Lots of places have vending machines. Very few have one like the one outside Mike Sloan's Herman Wurst House.
The meat vending machine is something that I first saw in 2016. And when I saw it in 2016, I was at a trade show. And this trade show was in Germany, Frankfurt, Germany.
It was the largest meat trade show in the world, covering 15 football fields in size. Mike decided to purchase one of the meat vending machines when COVID-19 left him shorthanded.
I've had to reduce my store hours. We've been closing at 2 o'clock. And it's not because we're not busy, it's because we're so overly busy, I don't have enough staff to keep my store open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the vending machines get very busy when we're not open.
So what exactly is a meat vending machine? It's exactly like other vending machines you've seen, only there's meat inside instead of candy bars, pop, and chips. It's the only one in the state, and Mike knows of only a few in the entire nation.
The other thing that happens with these vending machines is, I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure they get their picture taken more than the Grand Canyon. Those things get so much entertainment value.
There are plenty of choices for Mike's machine outside his German Wurst House meat shop.
I got bacon in there. I got bratwurst in there. I got summer sausage in there. I got snack sticks. I've had kraut in there.
The machine is refrigerated, and they are rotating product at least every other day.
So the most popular product is the bacon, and I usually have two or three types of bacon. The bratwurst, I make 45 flavors, but I put out two or three flavors, and I know which ones will sell first.
And you can see the rare machine, or just step inside the store for even more varieties. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.